This podcast is brought to you by Winter Scribbler Publishing, where reality and imagination turn into delicate harmony of scripts and illustrations. Visit www.winterscribbler.com for collections of books, poetry, and graphics by diverse talents of artists and writers around the world.
Hi, ladies. Today, I am going to dive into characters in TV and movies that made a huge impact in some way for us, and I can say to myself. Why I decided to talk about this here is because of how somewhat it influenced me in some way to have the courage to write books towards queer direction, watching and commenting in social media of lesbian icons, following them, watching compilation videos and commenting on them, buying clothes and merchandise with LGBT symbols and flags, and eventually creating this podcast. So the first ever video or movies that I watched, which I was so brave to start watching discreetly, if I remember correctly, was The L Word, the movie I Can't Think Straight, and then Glee for Brittany and Santana's relationship. In fact, initially, I did not want to start watching all the shows because at the time I know that the possibility is just at the edge for me. And I was like worried to start watching these shows and then I will end up being so true to myself. And when it ever happens, I will know the reasons why I was not interested in having a relationship with those guys I was with. So part of me already know at that time why, but I feel like I didn't want to admit. When I watched these shows, the actress portraying those characters were like telling my story. The story hits nicely and actually very gently. And that is why most of these shows that I had eventually watched on repeat, like Nobody's Business, came to me like naturally. You know, these shows like Glee, the ship named Britannia, was told to us that it was pushed by our late Naya Rivera to the writers to create her actual friendship with Heather on screen, especially when the fans kept pushing them about how beautiful their friendship is behind the scene. So this was actually one of my favorite couples on TV that made me feel the same struggles of keeping my own good girl reputation. So the storyline that focused on denying actually hit so close to me during that time. As for The L Word, it is more of like a generic show based on my analysis. So I didn't really feel that any of the storyline fits my real life. But my favorite couple was at the time was Beth and Tina, who are more to the matured category in this series. I find Beth very gorgeous and so fit that I actually had a crush on her. So and another couple was Alice and Dana. So they are like the chill type couple. And I was also into Dana because she has this personality similar to Beth in terms of physical, very fit and toned. As for the movie I Can't Think Straight, this is like the movie that you guys should watch if you haven't. I talk about this in season one. The Tala and Lila's chemistry is something which I would want in my real life. And as for the storyline, it is like one of the most beautiful on-screen love story between women that you will ever watch. This goes the same too for the movie that they both played in. The same actress, Sheetal Sheth and Lisa Ray, The World Unseen. So this movie was also written by the same writer and directed by the same director, Shamim Sarif. You should watch this because I think I Can't Think Straight is somewhat like based on a true story of the writer. If I am not wrong, I did watch quite a number of movies and series with queer content 10 years ago, but it is not as many as current TV shows if you compare. I noticed that there are more lesbian and gay relationships on straight shows today than they used to. Because last time I remember, if I want to find something, I have to go and search online, like find free ones, or sometimes I would just make friends with viewers, and then they will share the links. I am even friends with one of them until now. She's from London. She actually who shared the I Can't Think Straight link during that time. Okay, the girl I met who is from Canada, who knows my inclination towards women, once told me, hey, you should watch this movie called Blue is the Warmest Color. I think this was like 2-3 years ago. And when I replied, yeah, I already did a few years ago when it was released, she literally stood in silence, you know, and stared at me. Like, at that time, I was thinking, why was she surprised? Like, whatever I'm speaking right now, the way I'm expressing myself is exactly how I behave in front of her. Until recently, I saw in Tumblr a meme that says, if someone said that they have watched that show, blue is the warmest color, she is confirmed gay. I mean, like, okay, I was already so clear, but hey, I should be the one surprised. How come she watched that show? Right? Okay, let's see. Okay, let's see. What else did I miss? Okay, Carol. Yes, Carol. Carol is like one of those iconic lesbian movies that should not be missed for whatever reason. That was the moment I fall in love with Cate Blanchett. And then I fall harder towards Cate Blanchett in Ocean's 8. Oh my god, Cate Blanchett in suits. Oh my goodness. In Carol, the connection Carol has with Therese, I think Therese. The chemistry, that soft, gentle gestures, the words when they speak to each other, you know, like whispers, their eye contact. Oh my god, it's so soft. Okay, I'm not sure about one thing. I'm not sure whether I want to be like Cate Blanchett or I want someone like Cate Blanchett. Okay, next. Okay, next, did you guys watch the series The Good Wife? The Good Wife is generally a straight movie, but they are very inclusive in terms of the characters. So this is one of my favorite shows. Okay, I don't like watching stories about lawyers or law or legal related, but this was like an amazing series. So the WLW relationship between Kalinda Sharma and Lana Delaney is one of my favorites. I think you guys will agree that they actually are a good looking couple. You know, they have like this fiery energy with each other. There's a certain friction, and also there is this magnetic energy between them. I really, really ship them, actually, especially when they were arguing in the cafeteria and that scene when Kalinda went to Lana's apartment at night. Do you guys watch that on repeat? I wish that their relationship in the series is longer, especially with their very strong character. Okay, next one is the movie Imagine Me and You. Imagine Me and You, that was like a very classic movie. I love it, actually. I remember the first time I saw the poster in my hometown cinema. I was like, whoa, what the hell? It can be broadcasted here? By the way, I watched it online because the screening time slot was at 10 p.m. onwards. And I'm not the type of watch movie at 10 p.m. onwards. So the story is like very simple and lovely. The main actor, I think Lena Headey, made my heart melt. And like I said, the relationship and storyline is simple. Not that much of a crisis that they had to go through together. And I can say that it surely is one of those movies that I had watched and repeat. Let's talk about the recently aired movies and couples that I have been watching. Juliantina, yes! Juliantina is like one of the famous couple in 2019 to 2020. The movie from the show Amar Amuerto. So sorry if I pronounce it wrongly. It's Amar Amuerto. A-M-A-R space A space M-U-E-R-T-E. I think it's from Brazil. Sorry if I pronounce this wrongly again. Just Google it. Juliantina, as in J-U-L-I-A-N. T-I-N-A. It's a relationship name combined between Juliana, J-U-L-I-A-N-A, that's the pronunciation, Juliana, and Valentina. Guys, frankly, I didn't watch the show, but there was one time I accidentally watched a video compiled by someone in YouTube. So it is a very long video of Juliana and Valentina's scenes from this series. Only their scene, not the whole movie, but I think from the scenes you can know the storyline already. The compilation video starts from how they met. You know what happened? I ended up watching the videos on a Friday that time, I think. Friday or Thursday from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. And then I continue again the next 3 days. The compilation video, I think it's quite a lot. I think probably 15, 20. And each video is about 20 to 30 minutes kind of compilation. It was like beautifully compiled and I even cried, even though I didn't watch the entire show. So this is one of those beautiful couple in a show with not only they are like very good looking persona, but they have like chemistry between each other when they are acted together. Oh wait, guys, I just remember something. How can I forget this? Kofin from Orphan Black. Kofin is like one of the epic lesbian couple with Orphan Black is one of the series that you should watch. Don't just watch Kofin, you should watch everything. This is like in the upper tier show, okay? Apart from the storyline, the very high level acting from the cast, especially who else? Our star, Tatiana Maslany. So Kofin is also one of those series that impacted me in a certain way. Actually, it somewhat reminds me to be with someone with similar interests and mindset as me. As for fantasy-wise, I feel like I will be more suitable as a Cosima. And my future partner will be Delphine, okay? How entertaining these shows are, I believe that there are ships that we hope they could be more than just friends, especially with the way they behave towards each other. Every time I see comments in these shows, social media or videos in YouTube, I will sometimes reply, hey, this is what happened in real life. We couldn't tell that person just because we are afraid that we will lose that friendship with them. We couldn't read what is in their mind. A number of those shows are the ships which you guys probably follow. Supercop from Supergirl. Supercop is a combination name from Supergirl and Luther Cop, which is under Lena Luthor. There are so many obvious clues that they both are into each other, which means the Supergirl and Lena Luthor, or Kara Danvers and Lena Luthers. Kara Danvers and Supergirl are the same person, okay? I mentioned that there are so many obvious clues that they both are into each other, but the writers did not make any move to make them a couple, or at least declare their love for each other. So every time I see them on compilation videos, because I don't watch the show Supergirl, I will think like I feel like I am Lena Luthor. But sometimes I want a girlfriend who is like Lena Luthor. Those moments like staring looks, that kind of smile, eye contact. Oh my goodness, the eye contact. Isn't that something which is so real in real life? By the way, I really respect how some TV writers listen to fans' theories and requests, but because it could affect the storyline in some way, they added in a character just so that the other character could be in a relationship with another woman. Jane the Virgin is not only one of the You Must Stay Tuned Every Week show. I feel like they respect the viewers. There were so many requests in social media to make Jane and Petra be in a relationship with each other because of their chemistry, storyline and friendship, but I guess because it will affect Jane's storyline, which is the main character, and also the other guy's storyline, in which in this show, even though I am not straight, I like the actors who played in this series. They are like very gentlemen and respect the viewers' opinions, and they don't argue with the viewers in social media like how some other actors show behave. I guess you all know what I meant. So what Jane the Virgin's writers and showrunners did was to add in another character named Jane, and this Jane is interested in Petra, and so does Petra. So it was like a beautifully matched, and there are so many sexy scenes. The actress who played the second Jane is also known for some of her other shows with woman-loving woman inclination. So basically, she has a good reputation in the lesbian community. I can say Jane the Virgin is one of the best shows I have ever watched in my list. Other than that, there are shows that I haven't watched fully, only halfway through, which I would like to do a shout out. They are very brave enough and the writers are very open enough to share their story and make it into film, you see. Wynonna Earp and One Day at a Time. Wynonna Earp is very funny. The reason I watch is because of the main character. Her character name is Wynonna in the show. Literally Wynonna Earp. She's very super hot. And One Day at a Time. One Day at a Time also is one of the best sitcoms. I mean, I seldom watch sitcoms, but normally sitcoms that I watch are like halfway through, I will just shut it off. But One Day at a Time is like one of the best sitcoms. I've ever watched. The comedic timing, the humor is very funny. I like the grandmother. And then who is that called? Okay, they featured the granddaughter as a lesbian character in this show. So you guys should watch it. It's one of the best sitcoms ever. To summarize, these are the shows that actually kind of influence me in some way to just act normal, you know, and feel free to feel what I feel if that is what makes me comfortable. Because if I keep it for so long, right, the more I deny it, I realize that it will consume my time, energy, and mind analyzing it, thinking about it, you know, like I feel like I am more at ease now compared to last time. I don't really care so much whether if I flirt openly with someone I like, it will be obvious or not, you know. In fact, sometimes, not sometimes, I think nowadays, most of the time, I purposely do what I want to do. Alright guys, I am gonna end this episode here. To purchase a copy of Letters of a Thousand Speeches, it is now available in Amazon. If you buy directly from our website, you will be getting the book at a better rate. And also, there is available book release package, which is called the Gift Box, which is still now available to be purchased on our website at www.winterscribbler.com. Take good care of yourself. Bye-bye.